You know the story in La Paz, what happened? I don't know whether you heard of Richard Casey. You haven't heard of him. Okay. So what happened, Richard Casey is in England and he's studying in one of the colleges over there. And Richard Casey is a good student, but somehow or other, he has some problems. Psychic problems. Maybe drugs, maybe this, maybe that. So in England, there is a rule there that they do have certain professors or teachers who are there. They also have these students in their homes or classes, you know, for mental cures, you may call it, or mental solace. Not cure, mental solace. So he was also sent there to contact this fellow, Michael DeCosta. Have you heard the name of Michael DeCosta? Have you heard the tape? Michael's tape? Okay, whatever it is. So Michael DeCosta is there. So he, of course, naturally is a Baba lover. So he told him about Baba, some little things about him, and then gave him a card, "Don't worry, be happy." This is what Mer Baba says. So he keeps it in his pocket, and all the time he used to carry that. Fine. So he and his friend, after having been under Michael DeCosta's, whatever you call it, counseling and all that in college, some or other, his heart is very disturbed, his mind is disturbed, he does not know what to do. He wants to find out something real, some reality should be there, you see. What is this life and all that? So he had a friend who had the same viewpoint, so they both set out to go out and leave the world and go out to a mountain place. And therefore they go to South America. And they go to the Andes and they are there, they carry with them a pack. And they are on a mountain there. And naturally they don't know Spanish language and all that. So what has happened is that they don't know what to do and all that. Somehow or other, one morning when they sit in meditation all that, after some hours, one morning, Richard Casey opens his eyes and sees that what happened with his friend. See, his friend, and without telling Richard, he left the place. He couldn't bear that. At the time, Richard was married too, when he left England. So time and again, he would get this voice, you see, in meditation and things, "Go back to your wife. Go back to your wife." But he would discard it. So that morning, he finds that he is not there, his friend, so what is to be done? So he continues with it, till such time his food lasted in his back. And says, "Now it's no good." So he got disgusted also. See, he is climbing down the mountain. The language is difficult. Every time he is being pestered with this voice, "Go back to your wife." So he climbs down and all that. He walks the distance and all that. And I don't know how far is La Paz or what the geography is or what topic is. He is now in the town of La Paz. It's morning hour, does not know what to do, he has no money or anything of sort. He wants to go to some sort of a tea stall or restaurant or somewhere, but what to do, morning hours are there, he does not know the language and all that. He's so frustrated, so disappointed, he's despondent and all that. And there, he has to go to Piddle. So he asks, where should he go to Piddle? Somebody shows him the booth there, and there, I don't know whether you had written or what, Jose, he reads this while he's piddling on the stand. In English he reads, "Don't worry, be happy." He says, "I have read that somewhere." While he's piddling he gives, and then he remembers the card that he used to carry of Mer Baba and all that. He says, "Here also they mention him?" So that's how he straight away goes back to England now and inquires after his professor, and then that's what happened. So La Paz sent him back through the Piddle booth
He had to go to La Paz to find it.
Yeah. You didn't find it then? Did you go to the pedal booth then?
when I was in La Paz, of course.
What about his wife?
Yeah. Then his wife, pardon? He went to his wife, yeah, he went back to his wife. Not only that, he's coming now. When is he coming?
I think in October, no?
In October, yeah. Next month.
First time. First visit.
No, he has been here quite often. Richard Casey, you haven't heard of him?
Oh God, Richard Casey.